And the reason has to do with a geometrical instability of the lattice. And if you look here, I've tried to draw cesium chloride with the 8 atoms in the corner and the one positive one in the middle. And to see the instability, it's good if we cut it along the 110 plane. So the 110 plane would be a plane that starts in the front left here and then goes to the back one there, down to the one in the back, then forward to this front, the one in the bottom in the front. And so over here, I've drawn that plane. And this distance is between the atoms in this direction is twice the radius of these A atoms, the red ones. And I've drawn them so that the red ones are just touching at this point. And this is the critical condition for cesium chloride. The red and the blue can have different ionic radii. And if the blue was a little bit bigger, it would push the reds apart, and you would have just reds, just blue touching red, and red would not touch each other on these spheres. But if you try to draw this for the blue one a little bit smaller than this, then what happens is that it can't touch all the red ones at once. That it won't be able to you won't be able to get them to touch all the red ones at once, because if you make this blue one smaller, this distance here, this square root of 2, so 2 times the square root of 2 Ra is the distance in this direction. This is fixed by, it's just the length along the diagonal here. And as long as the red ones are in this crystal structure, that distance can't get shorter. So if you make the blue one smaller, the two on the sides can't come closer together. They're being held apart by other red ones. And the crystal structure becomes unstable when the ratio between the ions gets too big. And we can work that out by this drawing here is the critical situation. And the length from here to there is 2 times the square root of 2 times Ra. And that means that the diameter of the blue one must be 2 root 2 Ra minus 2 Ra. Minus 2 Ra is, here's an Ra on this side, and there's one on that side. So if this is the critical situation, it's not, I shouldn't be doing root 2, I should be doing the root 3, because this line is the body diagonal, right? So we cut it in such a way that now this line that I've been pointing at is the body diagonal, and there's a root 3 here. So from this geometry, I can figure out what the ratio of the radii is between the red one and the blue one, and it turns out that the critical radius is 1.366 for cesium chloride. And so when the ionic radii have a larger ratio than this, then what happens is it goes to sodium chloride. It goes from 8 nearest neighbors to 6 nearest neighbors, but this is then stable to a larger difference in ratio between the ionic radii. And here I've drawn the 100 plane of sodium chloride, which if you use equal size spheres, just looks like a checkerboard, blue and red checkerboard. But I start to make the blue one smaller, and I've drawn the critical case where if I drew them any smaller, the blue ones wouldn't be able to touch all their neighbors. And then when you do this calculation for the ratio of the radii in this critical case, it turns out that the ratio can be 2.41.